Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Chris Keeney. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Robert.
And Chris is the founder and CEO of Rosetta. Now, Rosetta is the largest independent interactive marketing company in America, and probably among the fastest growing, if not the fastest growing. Could you just talk about what interactive marketing is and what Rosetta is?
Sure. Thank you, Robert. We define interactive more broadly than the market is today. We think of interactive as any channel in which there is an interaction with the consumer. So we define four: digital, which is the traditional definition of interactive; mobile, which is now crawling under the tent of interactive; and then call centers and face-to-face selling, and of course, any other channel in which there's an interaction.
And Rosetta's model is?
Yeah, so we like to describe Rosetta as where McKinsey meets McCann. The alliteration.
That's a funny one.
The alliteration, when you think about both of those kinds of companies, McKinsey is probably best known in the world as a trusted advisor to the C-suite. Brings intellect, brings analytics, brings broad-ranging industry expertise to bear. And McCann, of course, known for its outstanding advertising. So when we formed Rosetta, we believed that there was a big hole in the market. That is, how do you bring the intellectual horsepower of McKinsey-like consulting to bear in an executional mode such as one that McCann would provide?
And I guess that makes sense because your background from, you know, your Harvard MBA, but into you were a after working in products with J&J, you then worked as a partner in a managing consulting firm, so it made perfect sense. It was a blend of yourself, in a sense.
That's right. When I was a client at Johnson & Johnson, I ran the Tylenol brand, and before that, the Band-Aid brand. And one of my great frustrations with agencies was they didn't, quote, get my business. They were good at executing a 30-second spot. They were good at executing a piece of print advertising. But they didn't fundamentally understand the drivers of my brand. And so I saw that as a big opportunity to combine that kind of intellectual horsepower and analytic and strategic horsepower with marketing execution, which I believe is the most fun part of business.
Well, what I like about it, it's also the rub I have on marketing, is sometimes marketing is so focused, oh, can we win a Clio, and on the creative, and they forget about results.
Yeah.
And let's take that a step further.
Yeah.
How do you deal with the fact of marketing companies not having skin in the game? Guys, you make your money regardless.
Yeah, it's such a great point. In fact, I would say somewhere in the range of 10 to 15% of our revenue is revenue earned at risk. We are very confident in the impact we're going to have on our clients and are prepared to discount our fees, put them in a pool, and when we achieve a certain level of business results that we agree to beforehand, we actually double our return. So as an example, let's say our normal rate is somewhere between $150,000 and $200,000 per month to put a team on the ground. We would discount that by 25%. Let's say we're putting $50,000 a month at risk. We then agree to a series of specific business-oriented benchmarks that actually can move the stock price. When we achieve those results, we get a doubling of our fees at risk. This has generated anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million bonus at the end of the year. We tried gain sharing where every additional sale we participate in, and we found that not to be a very good model. Because after a certain point, the client begins to resent the fact that you're participating in their upside. And so we found this idea of we discount our fees, put them at risk, achieve the business results, and get paid a bonus, and then, frankly, renegotiate it in the subsequent year has been a much more effective way.
And probably subsequent year, they see the results you get if you do that, and then they may say, oh, no, give us a straight fee.
Indeed. Sometimes that happens, and in other times we reset the bar, and we're comfortable with moving the bar up because we really want to drive our clients' stock price.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're privileged today to be speaking with Chris Keeney, who is the CEO and the founder of Rosetta Marketing. And when you look at Rosetta Marketing, I mean, it's grown dramatically. It's now, I guess, about 650 people nationally, and it was just a dozen years ago.
That's right.
Now, is that really because of you finding this niche? But I mean, you've done more than that. And we have several hundred thousand, you know, entrepreneurs probably listening in and business execs. What advice can you give to people about not just finding the niche, but growing the company and operationalizing results?
I really appreciate that question. I've lectured at NYU and other universities where they've asked that same question. And I have kind of a simple answer, which is find one of the most important things that your addressable market is looking for and just do it better than anybody on the globe. And so we started Rosetta, as you said, with one or two of us looking at one another saying we better go out there and get some clients, just 11 and a half years ago. And we started, on the basis of the fact that market research and consumer insights were not driving marketing strategy. So we figured out a better way to develop those insights and make them actionable, and then did it 700 times over the last 11 years.
700, that's...
We developed a proprietary way to understand the consumer that we call personality-based segmentation.
Personality-based segmentation.
Talk about that. So we use the word personality. In fact, we own the trademark personality because it's conceptually similar to the Myers-Briggs personality test.
So in that's really interesting. They have 16 different personalities. So instead of marketing the standard old way is demographics, and to me that no longer works anymore. So you're not focusing on, you're focusing on really the personality traits of individuals or of groups.
Excellent. Yeah, that's exactly right. So what we find, very similar to Myers-Briggs with a completely different approach, so it's not built on the Myers-Briggs technology, but it is a similar conceptual model, that there are not an infinite number of credit card consumer types or breast cancer patients or Botox patients. And so what you find when you take a very analytic and structured approach to the market is that there are typically somewhere between 4 and 8 different kinds of personalities, different mindsets. We can develop the model quickly over a 12 to 14 week period, convert that model in a manner that allows us to score every household in America for a credit card personality, for a Botox personality, for a cell phone personality. And then by knowing what your personality is, aim the marketing more precisely and the product and message and offer more precisely. And we get, you know, results that can range from 20% better to 400% better because we're actually tailoring and targeting the messaging.
Well, it sounds like you're hitting people's systemic characteristics. But give me an example of a client you worked with, how this works out real life.
Yeah, sure. So we've worked with 3 of the top 5 credit card companies. Credit card companies are probably some of the most advanced direct marketers, where they are modeling data out of the credit bureaus and other behavioral characteristics of each household in America. What's missing from that is the mindset, as you said a moment ago. What's missing is that deep insight about how do I think about spending? Do I spend more than I earn? How do I think about how I'm going to pay for something? Am I prestige-driven, so when I'm at a dinner or a lunch, am I going to pull out my American Express card and say something about me? Or do I not really care what kind of plastic I'm carrying? So what we're able to do is build a very precise model that explains brand choice. So I have a Capital One card, a Chase card, an American Express card in my wallet. I'm out to dinner. Which one do I pull out and why? When I get back home late at night and I see solicitations for another credit card, do I respond?
So you're
capturing
the why.
Exactly. In fact, we talk about this in exactly those terms. What-based marketing has existed for some time. So what are you like from a credit risk standpoint? What are you like from a channel preference standpoint? These are behavioral data elements that direct marketers understand well. But you and I may look exactly the same from a behavioral standpoint and be motivated, your point why, be motivated for completely different reasons. And it's really the why that compels someone to make a brand choice decision and a category usage decision. So we've built these personality-based models 700 times and applied them in the interactive channels. So drive them into call centers, drive them into kiosks at retail for a cell phone manufacturer. And so you go in, you're typed into one of the cell phone personalities, and then we help you choose the right cell phone and service that really fits your needs best.
What is the website, by the way, if anyone wants to know for your company?
What is our website? Rosetta.com.
R-O-S-E-T-T-A.com.
Yes.
And you're talking about the mobile phone, and I've seen that for a while as the area, the huge area of growth in transactions. What are your thoughts on how that's growing and what the potential is in terms of marketing?
Yeah, mobile is just so unbelievably exciting. In fact, we just developed a mobile application for nationwide insurance, whereby if you have an accident at the accident site, you can fill in the accident report. You can take a picture of the accident. In fact, immediately in real time, it tells you exactly where you should have your car towed in a nationwide authorized repair shop. So that would be an example of an acute need tailored to the moment and the person, such that Nationwide can drive its brand linkage, its relevancy to that market better than its competitors. So and the opportunity exists in retail and financial services. It's so unbelievably exciting to think about what mobile's going to do.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Chris Keeney. We have time for one more question, then we're going to go to a break. So I want to ask you about the word engagement. It seems everyone is trying to engage their customers, their potential customers, their employees. You've done a lot of work in this area. What are your thoughts on the core issues with creating engagement?
Yeah, the driver of engagement is relevance. I need to be relevant to you, and I'm relevant to you based on what personality you are. So the ability to understand your fill-in-the-blank credit card, cell phone, whatever it might be, personality, I can engage you in a more relevant fashion by giving you the right product message offer through the channel when you expect it. And that's really what our personality marketing system does.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the top CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America through great customer models. We're here with Chris Keeney, who is the founder and CEO of Rosetta. We're going to be back in a few minutes. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today back with Chris Keeney, the CEO and founder of Rosetta Marketing, and we also have with us a frequent co-host, Dennis Troianos, the founder president of the Troianos Group, and as everyone knows, they are at the intersection of marketing and the digital world. So, Dennis, go ahead.
Thank you, Robert. Chris, welcome.
Great to see you again, Dennis.
Thank you. In the last segment, you mentioned that Rosetta was founded 10 years ago in response to a growing need on the part of clients to better understand their customers. Can you expand on this a little bit and tell us about the evolution of your product offerings and service offerings?
Sure. Over the last 10 years, there's been just an explosion in customer data. There's database data, there's clickstream data, there's social networking data, and so the marketing game has become enormously complex. At that same time, we've been building our business on the basis of being able to sort that data out and use it to drive better marketing.
Now, as the largest privately held interactive marketing services firm in the U.S., isn't that correct?
That's right. Right? Yes. At least according to Ad Age. That's correct.
Okay. Congratulations. I understand that it was that Rosetta was grown both organically and through acquisition, and that you've made some critical acquisitions over the last few years. Can you describe those acquisitions and tell us what gap it filled in the Rosetta model?
Sure, Dennis. Yeah. We've made two acquisitions. Our growth is about half organic and half acquisition-based. The first acquisition we made was in 2005, actually of a company that you know well, Simstar. Simstar was a leading interactive agency in the early days in pharmaceuticals. We had almost 100% overlap in clients. We were doing the strategy analytics and really overall marketing strategy. And Simstar, for some of the very same clients, was building out the website. So it was just a perfect acquisition because we were able to combine forces, take the McKinsey part of our business and combine it with the McCann part of Simstar. And in fact, we took two $10 million businesses, which each company was in 2005, and turned it into a $45 million business just 18 months later.
Wow. Wow, that's impressive. You mentioned that Simstar had that pharmaceutical piece that was important. Can you give us a sense of, with the volatility of the pharmaceutical world right now, how Rosetta is helping clients respond to those issues that are, sort of in a state of flux?
Sure, yeah. So pharmaceutical companies, as the pipeline has dried up, have had to look harder and harder at sales and marketing efficiency. And so we have been able to come in and fill that gap by making their marketing directly to patients and their selling directly to physicians much more efficient by understanding brand choice and then targeting and tailoring the marketing to be more effective. So as the business has become more complex and difficult for our pharmaceutical clients, we've been able to help them meet that challenge by driving efficiency.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you know, we're executive recruiters in the marketing industry, and the word on the street about Rosetta is that Rosetta is considered the CMO's agency. And if you can give our audience a sense of what that really means, we'd appreciate it.
Sure, yeah. So I did not make it to CMO when I was at Johnson & Johnson, but was one layer below that. And we really built Rosetta to be the agency we wanted. And by that we mean many agencies are accused by CMOs of, quote, not getting it. Not getting it means not understanding the drivers of my business, not really understanding the economics of my business. And we actually start every engagement, every client relationship, by really understanding, if we don't already know, what are the drivers of profitability, the drivers of brand choice and category usage. And so we move from converting the business problem to a marketing problem and the marketing problem to a marketing solution. That is very different from the traditional agency who shows up at the CMO's door and says, can I build you a website? Right. Can I shoot you a 30-second spot? And so we're really focused on solving his or her problem rather than just executing some task.
Okay, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we've been speaking with Dennis Trajanos, and we've been speaking with Chris Keeney. And Chris is the founder and CEO of Rosetta, and we've been talking about really, I think, a new marketing concept specifically for CMOs where they can engage and understand who their true customers are and then focus on results and even in a pay-for-performance model. Great having you on the show, guys.
Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you, Robert.
Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we are privileged to be here today with Chris Keeney, the founder and CEO of Rosetta. Good to have you on the show.
Nice to see you, Robert.
And my frequent co-host, Dennis Trajanos, who is the founder and president of the Trajanos Group, who are really at the intersection of marketing and the digital world.
Thank you, Robert, and welcome, Chris. Chris, in the last portion of the show, you talked about the challenges that CMOs and their organizations face today. So let's look into the Rosetta crystal ball, if you will. Where do you see the interactive marketing place going, and what are the trends in the digital marketing world?
Sure, that's a really great question. I believe that in 10, 15 years, every piece of marketing will be interactive. If you define interactive as a piece of communication that permits an interaction between the brand or that message and the consumer. So here are some examples. Set-top boxes are well on their way to being interactive so that I can actually deliver a very specific piece of advertising to your household. Even outdoor advertising is becoming interactive where there is a little chip or a little item that you can aim your cell phone on and have an interaction with the billboard or even the print ad that allows the print ad to capture you and give you more information targeted and tailored to whom you are, who you are. So I think everything will become interactive in some mode over the next 10 years. And frankly, it's really, really exciting because it allows the marketer to fuse a much deeper and relevant, more relevant relationship between brand and consumer.
Well, just this morning I was listening to another radio broadcast, as a matter of fact, and the author was a fellow who was talking about Google and how Google has changed the landscape of marketing forever. And we'd love your view on how the digital world is going to affect media and which media will thrive and which media will will suffer in this market.
Yeah. I think media that does not make the transition to developing some form of interaction is highly likely to wither. The good news for some of those older media is that there is a way to make them interactive. Even billboards, as I said a moment ago, can be interactive. So I think if I were CEO of a media company, I would be obsessed over two things. How do I make my medium interactive? And then how do I make sure that I capture the exchange between the consumer or the viewer and the media such that I can then become more and more relevant over time? As it pertains to Google, there's just no question that they have changed the game. They continue to change the game. It's very exciting to work in a Google world where search plays such an important role, where search relevancy is the next level, where geo-sourcing so that relevant ads are given to you on your cell phone based on where you are. So Google has catalyzed an incredible revolution.
Well, talking about sort of the brand identity of a Google or an Amazon, Rosetta is a brand. And what we'd love to do is get a sense of what the important elements of that brand are, especially as it relates to the human element, the unique human capital.
Sure, sure. I chose the Rosetta metaphor when I started Rosetta because it seemed to be a great description of the marketer's dilemma. How do I translate insights into action? And so our brand ethos is that we have been able to pull together some of the best and brightest in each of our key functions, which I'll describe in a moment, to focus on translating insights or technology solutions to impact in the marketplace. So our ethos is hire the best and the brightest, reward them with what we like to call red meat problems, that is, problems that are very difficult to solve, and when you solve them, they are dramatically important to ultimately the share price of our clients. And so we attract people who really want to change the game, work on hard problems, and work in a collaborative environment such that their skills can be brought to bear in concert with others to create a world-class solution.
So if I'm a client and Rosetta is my marketing partner, what's the Rosetta experience like? What am I feeling as a client?
Sure. Yeah, many of our clients describe us, and excuse the immodesty, I'm just answering a question here, but describe us as the smartest marketing folks they've ever worked with. They also describe us as just tenaciously focused on driving business results. And these are, sadly, because frankly I think every agency should do that, but sadly, really quite different from the traditional agency experience where the agency is executing a task, doesn't necessarily fully understand the business, and is certainly not as focused on business results. So I would say the three characteristics really are deeply understanding the consumer and using that, translating those insights into action, doing whatever it takes within moral and legal bounds, of course, to drive impact, and then to be easy to work with because the agency-client relationship is an intimate one, one that goes on for years, and you have to be a fun and easy organization to work with to be effective with your clients.
We have 30 seconds left, so I'm going to ask you the magic question here. 50 years from now, when Harvard is talking about a Rosetta case study, what are they going to be saying about Rosetta and why it was successful?
Yeah. There's a revolution going on in marketing. We'll look back on this period from, call it 2000 to 2020, and say, oh my gosh, marketing completely changed. And it's my aspiration and hope that Rosetta is named as one of the companies that helped catalyze that change.
Thanks very much, Chris.
There we have it. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Dennis. A pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you.